tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yep. In deciding what music to go with, we had a tug of war. And this was the music that won out. Welcome to the Monday Night Raw After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We come to you from the City of Angels, which is exactly where Monday Night Raw came from. That's why we're doing this late. It's 11 Pacific time, post-meridian, if you will, and 2 a.m. on the East Coast, and I just found out it's 5:10 p.m. in Australia. So that's, as far as a world clock, that's all I know.
Them early risers, I guess.
That's right. Exactly. This is an interesting, we've never had this combination in studio before. Dale Rutledge has to drive to Phoenix first thing in the morning. He had to go home after Raw. All four of us were there. Kathy, I don't know where the hell she is. Does anyone know?
She's an enigma.
She is.
She's just wandering.
Where is Enigma? I can't blame that on the map.
She's wandering anywhere. The Southern California area looking for a red carpet to cover.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I know several gentlemen doing the same.
Enigma, not to be confused with Enya. Way different.
Yes.
Part of the a conversation for the entrance theme for us tonight.
Enya
did not win out.
Yeah, well,
that was his vote.
That's okay. I tried.
It could have. So anyway, let's get into it here. Hope you're watching. Hope you're listening. Thank you very much for tuning in. It is the Go Home Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania. Here we are. Go home.
Yeah, bye, Hobo.
You can take off. Hobo, you don't have a home.
Who am I fooling?
I am at Jay Quasso, the man next to me. He's a fellow Pennsylvanian. He's a fellow Philadelphian. You can find him on Twitter at Tom the Calm. He's Tom Connolly.
Welcome.
What's up, man?
Nothing. It's great. I've been here a while, so it's good to be back.
Yeah, you seem a little scared by all of us.
This is the first time I've been back.
Sit up tall, man. Look ready.
I'm good.
You go to the gym, Tom?
Come on now,
sit up straight.
I know.
Show your shoulders off.
Come on, get the back straightened up. Come on. People listening can tell you're slouching.
I like slouching to make him seem taller, but I guess I don't have to.
The two men that decided to dress exactly alike tonight with black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Yes. Not to be confused with Wiz Khalifa. Is that his song? I don't know.
Sure.
I think it is.
You can find him on Twitter at Soapbox Mark. He's a regular host here. He's also the genius in the booth many a time who always has the most sweet sound bites at the perfect time. He's Mark Donica.
Hi, with my Connor's Cure bracelet and all.
There you go. Rock it, buddy. Connor, we love you.
Oh, yes.
Hall of Fame this weekend. And that man right there, he is a fellow compatriot of Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I had the pleasure of calling a few of his matches yesterday, and he decided to pick a heel up and dump him on top of our announcer's table, thus breaking the table, which you can watch in just a couple weeks on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. He's the former Hollywood Heritage Champion. Find him on Twitter at True Hobo. He's the Hobo.
Thank you. Yes, you know, it's a lot of fun wrestling, and I enjoy picking up smaller opponents when I can.
Yeah.
Lifting them far above my head and throwing them onto objects.
I wish I would have had a heads up on that. Because you literally dumped him right in front of the table collapsed, and I got scared.
Let me tell you, if I had a clue I was going to do it, I would have let you know.
Good, okay. You didn't. It was all in the moment.
It was a blur.
Yeah. It actually knocked my headset off because my headset was attached to, it was underneath one of the chairs. So when he dumped the guy on the table broke, thus headset fell off. And I called the match for about 20 seconds with no headset, realized that's not going to work.
Well,
found the headset, put it back on.
The action is in front of you. You don't need to be caught up from all of the stuff in the back.
You definitely don't. Yes, guys, sir. We were all at Monday Night Raw tonight. The crowd was hot.
Really good crowd.
For anyone who says Los Angeles crowd is not good when it comes to pro wrestling, they're into it. For better or worse. They're loud. They're into it. Could have done without the CM Punk chants.
There were a couple, and they weren't as strong as they had been in the past. So, but and they got shut down really quickly by other things, which was nice.
Yes.
They're an intelligent crowd, and they're a very entertainment-based crowd because this is an entertainment town.
It is.
So they know when to chime in, and sometimes they're not always going to chime in with what you want them to chime in with.
But that's a wrestling crowd in general.
Yeah. I mean, we were sitting there, and I was about to say, well, we have a Harry CM Punk chance, and then one lone guy started doing it.
I turned around and scowled every time I heard it. Luckily, on the SmackDown version of the show, AJ shut them up really quick just because she started speaking at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's good. There's
so many whats tonight from the audience. What? Every freaking promo had a what chant in it.
What?
Yep, not playing along. Nor did anybody else, for that matter. Everybody was able to change their canter so that there was no pause, no real point in which anybody could insert themselves into the conversation. Why do people do that? Tremendously annoying.
Well, yeah, it does mess up a promo in the ring, that's for sure. At least it can.
It doesn't mess it up, it just creates a disjointed promo.
Yeah.
Not that it's, I mean, the point is lost when the person in the ring is having to battle everybody in the audience.
That's the key, is to have a witty comeback to basically shut everyone up. That's kind of what the, did my mic just shut off? I have no idea what just happened. Can you guys hear me? Am I heard in the booth? There we go, and we're back. Let's get to Monday Night Raw here. Where should we start? I mean, I guess we can go from the beginning. I'll be honest, I was backstage for part of it, so I didn't really see. I'm not going that right.
We sat with the public.
Oh, the public we sat with. Ooh, boy.
The great unwashed masses.
You thought he's an unwashed mass. Ooh, boy.
Look, I didn't mean that. My point is, I just didn't get all the ins and outs of what happened. I do know we began with Triple H and Sting. Yeah, Sting spoke, and he said a lot. You guys go over what he said. I know he made fun of Stephanie a little bit, had the baseball bat. Steph pulled out the sledgehammer, but it just became a standoff. A lot of standoffs tonight.
Yeah, I believe so. It should be.
They didn't touch each other, which, I mean, whatever. That's fine. I like what Sting said. He finally made the point that he's not fighting for WCW because that war is over. And he's fighting to, just...
Was that ever a conversation, though?
Well, I think Triple H kept saying, oh, he's the last one at WCW, he hasn't been here.
Triple H really had to dig to find someone and be like, oh, look at this guy, he's 14 years too late, what a jerk. But family show. It's a late show, who gives a crap? But that was essentially the message. It was cool to see the standoff. It was kind of like a sword fight. Mm-hmm. It looked like Sting didn't have anything on him. Like, he came out with nothing, but then he opened up his coat and brought out the bat, and it was that was really cool. Yeah. And it'll be fun to see them implement that on Sunday.
Were you guys disappointed to see Sting talk before WrestleMania, or is that not a big deal?
The fact that he cleared up and made his intentions clear, and it was short. They didn't give him an in-ring segment or Sting's Crow's Nest or something silly, something ridiculous.
Next week.
Like, they didn't give him an interview segment where they're like, okay, so now that you're talking, we can talk to you and what do you think about John Cena and Rusev? No, he came out, said what he had to, gave us a couple of woos, and right. That was it.
Do you think it's because after WrestleMania we probably won't see him?
Probably.
Okay.
Here and there.
Yeah, it's probably a definite thing. But it's good. It's good that he cleared up what his intentions were. Mm-hmm. The stoic gimmick only works for so long.
True.
When the majority of your audience arguably doesn't know who you are. Arguably. But even the shift, he went from wherever he was to where he is now. But yeah. Why? Why does he want to be here now?
And I think he did make his intentions clear that he's not fighting for WCW per se, because that would be a bit of a weird...
Why now?
People aren't going to side with WCW, something that already died and is now owned by WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it was weird because you had Triple H, who's, WWE for life, against a WCW guy where the war is over, but Triple H is the bad guy, so we're going against WWE?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was just a weird thing that they had.
It sort of makes sense in its own way. The way Sting got up in WCW, he was always the good guy. He was basically the John Cena of WCW.
But they liked him.
Right. And,
yeah.
Well, and And Triple H is a scoundrel, has always been, will always be a scoundrel who manages to get what he wants by any means necessary. One man looks at the other and says, that's not right, I'm going to fix this, and now we're here.
Mm-hmm. WrestleMania.
And so it seems like everyone in chat will agree it was a really, really cool build-up as far as Triple H and Sting. There was no physicality, and I'm very excited
except
to see.
Except for Stephanie. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. What happened with her?
She took a swing at him, and he caught it.
Really?
And that's when H came out.
I did not see that part. Okay.
That was pretty cool.
I did see the sadistic look on her face when she pulled the sledgehammer out.
Mm-hmm. And she was looking good tonight, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yeah. Them shoes.
All right.
Them shoes.
I didn't see which kind of shoes she was rocking.
Actually, that was my chant. I chanted at her, you look nice. You look nice.
You look. See, that's a nice chant to yell. Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot of those tonight. It was pretty fun.
All right.
We're the alternate cheering audience.
Yeah.
We sure we would like people to stay.
Yeah. And if you have nothing nice to chant, don't chant at all.
Right.
So you guys chant compliments.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right. So moving on, we went on to the WWE app poll for the evening, which is going to be Randy Orton's opponent. The options are Big Show, Kane, and Seth Rollins with J&J Security. Gee, I wonder who's going to win that one. Backstage, little segment, AJ Lee and Paige. I really enjoyed. They were on fire tonight, I thought, as a duo. They're by far, there's no one else that can even touch them on the mic in the Divas division. And them together in a segment, very good.
I think it's taking your two, basically it's the mega powers of the Divas division at this point.
Yeah.
They're the two top stars of the Divas division coming together. And we've watched them, it's been a little rocky, but they've managed to eke out some real work here. And tonight, they're discussing whether or not someone is going to take a title match.
Yes, exactly. And that's what they're trying to figure out. Nikki Bella is going to grant one of them a title match, and it ended up being Paige.
Paige volunteered. She's like, if you don't take a Divas championship opportunity, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, if you don't want me to do it, I won't, because we're friends now. And it's very tongue-in-cheek.
No, we're cool. It's all right.
No pumpkin.
Yeah. If there's any build-up for this tag match, I didn't know how they were going to do it. They did a very good job of building this tag match up. Between Raw and SmackDown, which we're not going to give away SmackDown spoilers, but they did it. I think they did as good a job as they could have, considering there's no title on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised they were able to key in as much interest in one night as they were able to.
Yeah.
They suddenly took a huge turn and said, here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. This is what's going to happen. This will actually work.
Yeah.
And that's because good performances they make a huge difference.
They really do.
And that's what they did tonight. First match of the night, Dean Ambrose and R-Truth versus Stardust and Luke Harper, obviously building up for the IC title ladder match this Sunday. Dean Ambrose and R-Truth come out on top. Really nothing groundbreaking in this one as far as...
I liked Luke Harper covering Stardust's ears as the crowd was chanting Cody.
Yeah, I don't know if that made it in, but that was great.
That was fantastic.
Any other thoughts on that match?
Ambrose took a shellacking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was on his back for the majority of this.
Jeez.
And it was great seeing R-Truth get the finisher and the clean 1-2-3.
Just
because he hasn't been in the ring for most of this whole Intercontinental Championship thing, so it's nice to see him get in there and actually get the victory. And them not beat each other up as a result afterwards.
Yeah, they're like buddies, and then they start... Well, I don't know if that made it to the air, but then R-Truth is trying to get Dean Ambrose to dance with him.
And he did
R-Truth is finally getting a little bit of his due that he's deserved for a long time.
Yeah,
He's had something. He's always had something. I think he's just kept it under a hat because people told him, tone it down. Now they're just telling him, go. Just go. Yeah. And now he is.
But he gets it, though. He understands that he's had different roles over the years, and he understands you're not always going to be on top. Sometimes you get, peaks and valleys. And he's going to take advantage of an opportunity that comes his way, and he's been doing it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I missed this segment completely. Apparently there was a press junket between Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart. Was it great?
It was fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait to go home and watch it. Explain, because I don't even know when this happened.
So Miz was interviewing Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell for Get Hard, which is a movie coming out
soon. And this is obviously a pre-recorded.
Yeah. It looked like it was a junket. Miz was in a tall chair, and Miz was Miz Dow was kind of in a lower one.
Yeah, he was sitting in an Apple box or something.
Where he was there, but he was kind of out of the way, and he's like, you guys have you ever had stuntmen? And they're like, no, I mean, not really, we do our own stunts, that's part of the job. Well, I mean, like, have you ever had one, like, overstep their bounds, and, you know, like, it's just really indicating to be like, yeah, all stars are like this to the people. It's like, no, that never happened.
And but meanwhile, Mizdow's silent?
No, Mizdow's just kind of, like laughing to himself a little bit, like, yeah, you're the weird one here. And then there, now that you mention that guy, he's got a look. Like, he's got a look that people really like. And so, like, and it was like, oh, and Mizdow was like, oh, like, I mean, do you know anybody that I could call or, like, contact? He was like, yeah, sure. He's like, you know what? Does anybody want water? No, I'm good. Go get me some water. Miz has, but Will Ferrell's like, you know what? No, I'll go get it. And then that's how the segment ends, is Will Ferrell going to get everybody water. It's just a fun little bit. The guys were totally in on it. Mm. Fantastic.
It puts everybody over.
Yep. Perfect. Yeah, promoting Get Hard, which I imagine comes out probably this Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Mizdow is just wow. So
Miz Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it was great.
That was a chant. You were chanting.
Can we use
a
shower?
Miz Wow.
Can we use him to clean up messes?
Yeah.
We use his beard to soak up, like, spills.
Have you tried the Miz Wow? Well, that moves right on into The Miz, Damian Mizdow, Adam Rose, and The Ascension versus Eric Rowan, Ryback, Zack Ryder, and the Primetime Players, all people that we're going to see in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal this Sunday, which we didn't know all of them were going to be in, but yeah, sure, why not?
Including The Ascension. That many, came yeah. clear out yeah. of nowhere. Mm.
Do we know how many people are actually in the Battle Royal? Okay.
20. Less than 30? Well, last year it was the
Can you make
man.
It? Can you make it? Cause
bring your gear. Yeah, sure. You never know what could happen.
That's true. Always bring that gear. So, yeah, there are some really good spots here. I got to see some of this match here. How did we even... How did the match win? Someone help me out with this one.
Ryback.
Yeah, Ryback won with the shell shock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Miz. Yeah. When's the last time he won a match? It's been quite a while.
It's been a while.
He's not supposed to win, I don't think.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Yeah. They just want everyone just wants to see
Miz. He's an awful wrestler.
His character.
But
yes.
As a person, he's terrible.
He's a terrible person.
And he's so great at that character. And I know a lot of stuff broke down in this match, ended up with Ryback and Miz in the ring, hits the shell shock for the win. And I think they're talking to Bill Simmons at that point.
Yeah, Bill Simmons came out for that match, but everybody was just like, okay.
Yeah.
The notable part of this was that Mizdow watched as The Miz got shell-shocked and rocked.
Well, yeah, because didn't The Miz make Mizdow tag him back in?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he got, which has been happening, he's been losing after that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he just stood on the outside of the ring and just hung out.
He didn't save him at all and just sort of slid in at the end to go... Well, I don't know what to tell you, boss.
What happened?
This was all your idea.
Yeah.
And what a... It's so good to see Mizdow. The crowd was going crazy for him. And talk about something well-deserved. A guy that's been doing it for so many years. He's been on the roster off and on for a number of times. And who would have thought that this would be...
This would be the thing.
Yeah.
That just goes to show you got to take whatever is given to you and make the most of it. And he that's what he's doing.
There are no small spots, only small wrestlers.
There you go.
Yeah. Beautiful. Make the most of what you get given.
He has. He has Absolutely. Every single time. And
it's such a simple thing. What they gave him was so simple. It's brilliant in its simplicity. It's been done a million times. You just need to stick with it.
Right.
Just stick with the program, and eventually it'll pay off, and it's paying off.
And he's he's a great example of how the cream rises to the top. I mean, I imagine there's probably been a number of years over his career where he wondered, like, where the hell is this going?
Actually, he's wanted to hang up his boots several times.
Yeah.
Magneto.
It just, right. Well, that was a more than one time people called for that, you know, and he just managed to stick with it and believe in himself. And here you go. Now he could have a major, major moment at WrestleMania, and I hope he does.
Yeah, I want him to win.
Hell yeah.
Like, I want it to come down to either they're, you know, he's helping The Miz get rid of people, and then it comes down to maybe them two at the end, and then he's like, all right, get out. And he's like, no, I'm not getting out of this ring. And then, you know. I think he'd be a good one to win the battle royal.
Yeah, so. There's nobody else. Like, the only other person who's really made a case for themselves has been Curtis Axel. But
not after tonight.
Not after tonight.
When Snoop Dogg throws you over the top rope, I don't think you stand
that
well of a chance.
He's got that skinny strength, though. He's like this big around, but it's all muscle, you know?
I'll tell you what, that segment was, we'll get to that.
We'll get there.
That was a great WrestleMania moment from start to finish. And I'll give Snoop credit. As high as he probably was, he performed.
He was really good.
Yeah, Hogan mentioned that.
He was freaking out. Like, you see him behind Hogan just...
Well, he came to the ring in pajamas, for God's sake.
It's like he made out of bandanas.
I
it looked like he had bandana pajamas.
Tracksuit.
Well, maybe. Yeah. That's one way of putting it.
I mean, it's not velour like the Italians, but it's, you know, close.
Yeah.
100% velour. Nothing quite like it. Finest material on earth.
You've found velour before?
I have.
Okay.
I mean, it was used.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Moths had eaten it. They died.
Makes for a good pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soft.
Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins and J&J Security. What? Did we go?
I was going S-A-W-F-T soft.
Oh. Nicely done. So this match lasted about 37 seconds. Seth Rollins really wanted nothing to do with Randy Orton. They got 77% of the vote from the universe. Real quick, Orton slams a RKO. Was it on Mercury or Noble?
I'm not sure. Which one. It was just fast.
That it was a guy in a white match. T-shirt and
think,
pants.
I think it was the bald one. Pretty sure it was the bald one.
So Noble.
No,
actually, it was RKO on Noble.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Uh-huh. Orton scores the pin. They stare each other down. And I honestly thought that Seth Rollins was going to get some kind of retribution at some point in the night, but nope.
Yeah.
That match
another stare down.
Well, we've smacked it. Well, actually, no. SmackDown. No. So that's that build-up.
Yeah.
That's how... That's it.
Get ready for Sunday. A lot of the heels on the run. You know, just all of them escaping narrowly. People waiting for them
not
to
in
get
control.
Their comeuppance.
Like, only a couple of times were the heels in control. Yeah, a couple times.
Right. It's how you build it. I don't know. Yeah. It's nice to vary things, but
this
it seems like
this has the worst build of
it.
Any WrestleMania ever.
You, I knew someone was... I was waiting for... I knew
tongue-in-cheek. Tongue-in-cheek.
That wasn't tongue-in-cheek.
No,
you said it out loud.
He didn't mean that.
No, it's the worst.
Sometimes
channels the IWC.
I get it. You were kind of paraphrasing what a lot
we
of people...
We make fun of them because, quite frankly, we don't like them.
Oh, no.
We don't make a real...
Oh, they're mean. They're mean. I've had people wish death on me just because of opinions on wrestling.
Oh, you're so lucky. I haven't gotten any death threats yet. No. Hey, let them kill me.
I had a guy...
I'm important, too.
Literally, this one guy created a Twitter handle... And in the Twitter handle, it says, hates Johnny Laquasto. Spelled Johnny wrong. And Laquasto.
Big fan.
Yeah. And then I remember that night I had a plane, a red-eye flight, and he wished for the plane to crash. And then tweeted a few more hateful things, including calling me certain slurs that were not very nice. And I was like, you know what? I guess I hit a nerve. Yeah.
Locked.
Guess I hit a nerve.
How dare you to have an opinion, Johnny.
Jeez. Yeah, well, you know. But we can talk about the buildup at the end of the end of tonight.
Let's get there.
So moving on, we see AJ Lee and Paige backstage. We talked about how one of them has to get a title match, whatever, after the commercial. Nikki Bella versus Paige. This was a really good match.
Awesome match.
Fantastic. Great. This would have been awesome to see on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things where you were just watching, not knowing what was going to happen next.
Yeah,
because since it's a tag match and the title's not on the line, it could have changed hands.
I was actually wondering if Paige was going to win it from Nikki, so we would get AJ versus Paige at WrestleMania, which everybody wants anyway.
Yeah, well, you know the Bella's got to be in there somewhere.
Well.
They're drawing too much attention from Total Divas.
Oh, is that how that works?
Is that
I thought it was something having to do with relationships. I don't know.
Total Divas is very popular, and so I think they.
So that's out already? That show's already come out. It's airing.
Total Divas.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
I mean, I rumors.
They're in season 17.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Is it on the channel with the Kardashians?
That was a great line that we can't talk about.
Thursday. It was Friday.
There is a drunk man who was very confused about what night it was when SmackDown started.
He's sitting right here.
Thursday. it's just our TV works, gentlemen.
Exactly. I don't know. This match was phenomenal. Just then, of course, the way it ended. You know, AJ accidentally. Mm-hmm. Hits Paige, then they brawl. Nikki hits the rack attack, and then they brawl in the ring afterwards. AJ and Paige. I mean, Tommy.
It was good.
They did a hell of a job building this match up for a tag match.
Yeah, I mean, they gave Divas a chance, and I mean, they delivered. Nikki and Paige both delivered in this match.
Yeah, they really did. All four of them, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, all four of them. And I really thought it was going to change hands. I thought Paige is going to win, and it'd be a nice way to get into WrestleMania and just be like, oh, well, now Paige and AJ have the belt on their side, like. What, you know,
changes the dynamic.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited for this match. I mean, I still don't understand why there's not a title on the line. Why not do a Fatal 4-Way? But
or do a tag match where the victor gets the tag, because exactly. Then you can do a swerve where Brie gets the win and mm-hmm. she ends up becoming the
yeah.
champion.
Yep. David Arquette rules.
David Arquette rules.
Oh, God almighty. See, now that just really doesn't give any credibility to anything.
He
really,
said it, not me.
But he's so famous.
He took care of the title better than most other guys in WCW that
oh,
time.
God,
so,
what?
I don't mean like on TV. Like yeah, he yeah, would yeah. carry it around like the people did, instead of like, here, you hold on to this until TV again. Like,
oh,
he
no,
would actually.
I would sleep with it.
Exactly. Great. So he actually had respect for it, even though he wasn't in the best
I know
situation.
When the Hobo was champion for 6 months, he slept with Harriet.
That's a terrible thing.
There wasn't a lot of sleeping, was there?
No, I wouldn't.
I had to change boxes every night.
Oh. He was just does not know.
That's why there was holes in the velour. But... it's going to be... maybe this will lead to a title match at... What's the next pay-per-view?
Extreme Rules, yeah.
Maybe. So,
or SummerSlam's the next big one.
It's just weird, though, because WrestleMania is supposed to be the ending to everything, yeah. And I think this year it's clear we don't really have endings. It's almost like we have kind of transitional matches in a way.
It's like an end to an act instead of an end to a, you know.
Then again, the Divas match last year at WrestleMania was just a total Divas versus non-total Divas, right? So it's not like that
That was the Battle Royal with them, too.
Yeah, it's true. So it's not like that was
nobody.
Really...
That's the thing. Not a lot of people remember because that was right after the whole streak thing. Mm-hmm. So it was like there was a match last year, but what?
Well, last year there was a Fatal 4-Way tag match, just like this year. It was Matadores.
Also in the pre-show,
Matadores, Real Americans, Usos, and I forget the fourth.
Real Americans.
No, he's
already said it because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I forget what the other one was, but I didn't even remember that, and we were all there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't remember everything, I guess, but.
They only give time and effort to things they want to give time and effort to, and they've given the women a little bit more this time. This today, especially, they gave them a good chunk of time, a solid block of time, and they were able to carve that block into something people wanted to see.
I think the Bellas, Paige, and AJ, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder. And you can tell by, trust us, when you watch SmackDown, you're going to see the amazing segment they had together. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give it away. We're not going to say what it was. Watch it and just... See how great all four of them were on the mic. It really sets it up well. And I think they all kind of have a chip on their shoulder. Like, yeah, you want to give us a chance. We're going to blow it up. Mm-hmm. And I hope they do. Speaking of blowing up, Snoop Dogg, Axel, and Hulk Hogan. I didn't see this coming. I knew showing up.
I didn't see Axel come out at first. I was like, oh, then I saw him. I was like, this is going to be good. And then when he brought out Hogan, I was like, oh.
There's one type of mania you're forgetting about. And went, what is another type of mania? Okay. But it's a type of segment where if you have a celebrity come out to the ring, somebody's going to interrupt them. Like, I mean, this is a while ago, but when Miz interrupted Pee-wee. There's always some guy who's going to come and try to make it a sour time. But this was just the place exploded when Hogan came out.
It's the biggest response. I mean, because Hogan was starting to come out quite a bit for a while. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen him, but the fact that, you know, Axel, I think he's been making the most of his TV time. I really do.
Definitely.
And the fact that Snoop was really on point and just Hulk Hogan, the timing was so good.
Mm-hmm. You can't duplicate it.
No.
It was so fantastic. It just managed to roll on top of itself so seamlessly, so effortlessly, that it looked so great. It just came off perfectly. And then Snoop and Hogan posing at the end.
Oh, man.
Snoop tearing off his shirt to reveal that physique that you can only see to believe.
I thought it was Soldier Boy. I mean, he was so skinny.
That child small Hulkamania shirt.
Wow. But think about the moment for Axel tearing off the Axel Mania T-shirt with Hogan in the ring, having the balls to point at Hogan in the face, and then of course Hogan blocks the punch and bam, down he goes. And then Snoop, he made it look great. I mean, Axel flew out of that damn ring.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to do that for anybody, if I were Axel, it would be, oh, yeah. I'm going to fly for Snoop and Hogan. I'll do whatever. Whatever you want.
Dreaming of that moment for years. You know, one of these days I'm going to fly for Snoop and Hogan.
Yeah.
And then they flew later on.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
The only thing I wish Axel would have said was when Hogan went to do the "Let me tell you something, brother." I wish he would have interrupted him.
No,
like,
let,
no,
me
let me tell you something, brother.
Right.
I think it would have just like people would have went crazy for that, but didn't happen. But it was still good though.
It's, so great.
Yeah, you can't interrupt Hogan, so it worked out well.
And can't swing on him either.
This could be the end of Axelmania come WrestleMania, but it was something at least, and. It wasn't a long... That's the best part about it. It wasn't a long segment. It wasn't drawn out. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was surprising. And it ended with Snoop throwing Axel over the top rope.
He was able to get a good catchphrase out of it. A couple of good things. Axelmania actually is trending. Don't change that channel is a viable catchphrase.
Yep.
Just pretty nuts.
Something tells me he did that by accident the first time. He just didn't know what to say. And it... It's so damn funny that it kind
of
just stuck.
We saw a bunch of signs. There were a bunch of signs. Mm-hmm. Don't change the channel. It was, this is just fun.
I think it's good for him. I mean, it's, this is the first time we've got to see his personality come out, too.
Yeah.
Where he's not just so kind of just robotic and stiff. Like, he is out there, he's having a good time. And it's just, it, you know, they always say it's like yourself turned up. I mean, obviously he's taking Hogan's gimmick, but, you know, it's just yourself. Maybe he does this backstage and they just, like, happen to, you know, see him doing this. They're like, hey, let's just do this on screen. Why are you not doing this? You know, if the, maybe he's entertaining the guys backstage with this stuff. So
yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
It was a really good WrestleMania moment. I wonder if we're going to see Hogan at WrestleMania. I don't think we might not.
I don't think we have to.
No.
Maybe something backstage like they usually do every once in a while. But
I really was hoping he was going to say something like Staple Dome tonight.
Well, it'd be a Hall of Fame, so.
Right.
Arrowhead Pond.
Yeah, we're obviously not going to start off with, you know, Stone Cold the Rock and Hogan in the ring, which that's fine. Moving on, Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Natalya versus Los Matadores and El Torito in a, what they call it, an interspecies.
Interspecies, yeah. Intergender.
Yes. So there's that.
What does that make Natalya?
A gender.
But if it's interspecies, it's gender.
The interspecies part is just for El Torito. Because he's a bull, that's funny. That's it. That's the joke.
I thought he was a girl bull.
And you think he's funny?
Back to you, Johnny.
Los Matadores and El Torito come out on top. And I got to tell you, Los Matadores, the last few weeks, have done a good job of making me care. Maybe all it took was them starting to go heelish on us. Because they're so athletic, they're really good wrestlers.
They are. I was at the live event yesterday, and they worked 1,000% face. It was a little weird because of how they've been working on TV recently, but they were athletic, they were entertaining, they're everything they were tonight. A little less heelish tonight though. They didn't really do anything too. Bad
against Kid and Cesaro, though.
Yeah,
which is weird. They put them up against,
But put them just one on. Yeah,
I don't know. I've always liked the Matadors, even when they first came on. Everybody's like, "Oh, they're lame. They're different."
Yeah, they're characters. They're old school characters.
Something different. Jesus, there's enough wrestlers out there. Somebody get some character.
There you go.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's just lost on these kids today.
I know. I completely agree. We talked about this on the way over.
Yeah.
I love the fact that there's old school characters still around. It's just people have to get behind them.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the fact that the Matadores are. I'm glad they're in this Fatal 4-Way now. You know, which is going to be the pre-show match.
It's going to be the pre-show match. Yeah.
So we have
a 2-hour pre-show.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with that?
Give the tag team a half an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that'd be cool.
And maybe another match.
I hope it's... Like, last year, they changed the last minute to, like, elimination. I hope they do that again this year.
Yeah,
it'd be a lot better.
A little more exciting.
Yeah.
It was an elimination match. So we're going to have Matadores, New Day, don't know which two, Usos, and Kid and Cesaro. And they had a match on SmackDown last week that was phenomenal. This is going to be good.
Mm-hmm. In the card for the match, it looked like the members of New Day that were in the foreground were Kofi and Big E. So maybe, but I mean,
Kofi
Freebirds
wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, Kofi wasn't even there.
No, he was there. Yeah, when there was that That four-way.
Nope, that was Xavier Woods.
Mm-hmm. No, that was...
That was Xavier Woods.
No!
Yes, hold on. He was in the match, yeah.
Yeah, that's real booze. Yeah.
That really? Was, yes, you're sure?
Yes, Q's just wearing a ponytail.
Don't know.
You're terrible. You're an awful human being.
He was far enough away.
To be a person physically
Stop
far.
Stop playing the race card!
I'm not! It's a wonderful black stout you got there, though.
Thank you. I like my my beer like I like my men.
That's an airplane joke. I'm not sure. You
Come
two,
on. That's an airplane joke.
You two next to each other is really gold.
Which is gold. NXT, Thursdays on AfterBuzz TV.
It's gold and very hairy. Very hairy.
He's the hairy part.
Now, well, have you looked at your chin?
Yes.
Slash neck?
Yes.
Neck beard.
It's something all right.
Get off of here.
Backstage, Bad News Barrett and Kane. Phenomenal segment. Just two guys that know how to deliver, that know their characters, that know how to just listen to each other and put together a good segment. Mm-hmm. Loved it, Tom.
It was good. I liked, I like Bad News just being like, I got to give up this belt. Finally got it back. Now you want me to hand it over? So.
And Kane was being Mr. Smarmy. Mm-hmm. Smarmy McSmarmer Pants.
He's very good at that. He's been doing this stuff a long time.
He's been a few times around the bend.
A little bit there.
He's circled the wagons a couple times.
When there actually were real wagons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we haven't seen him do any, like, you know, director of operation duties in a while, so... Finally did something.
Duties.
So.
Beat me to it.
Duty. So basically, they hung the title above the ring just as... What was the reason for Kane doing it? Just as a foreshadowing?
Just to show that it was happening?
He took it for Sunday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then at the end of... Obviously, at the end of this... this match hasn't happened yet, so we'll get to that. Moving on, Rusev versus Jack Swagger for the 17th time.
I mean, last time we were at Staples, that was the match that we saw.
SummerSlam.
Yep,
and
yep.
I was hot. That match was great.
That was fantastic.
And I love the fact that Swagger won't give up. And fortunately, this match didn't last very long.
Because he gave up.
No, he didn't. He came back at the end real strong there. But Rusev was on him from the beginning. Just on him like white on rice. The man's so damn strong. He's built like a big marshmallow. He's like the Russian Puff Marshmallow Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't tell him I said that, though.
I won't let him
okay.
know. But it's a great explanation. Before you know it, the accolade gets locked in, and there you go. Submission, Swagger taps out, Rusev wins. But this is what I really loved. Not the fact that Cena got destroyed. Just how it was done. Cena just runs out to the ring. What's crazy is he attacks Rusev. Mm-hmm. Within 20 seconds, Rusev has the upper hand, and then all she wrote.
Yeah, it was. I liked watching it because we didn't hear commentary, so it was you were just seeing Rusev destroying this guy, and you just didn't have, you could hear the, you know, it was just us in the crowd, and you could just hear the crowd. I mean, their majority almost, I'd say 75-25 for Rusev.
That's about right.
Right,
that's
like I mean,
pretty good odds.
Yeah, it was. They weren't really there for Cena. They were kind of happy he was getting destroyed. But he looks so dominant destroying Cena tonight.
And it was, like you said, Joey, it's the way he did it. He did it on a raised surface so that everybody could see it, so he was close to the audience, so that they could get a good look at what was happening to the man on top. Mm-hmm. This is the face of the business, essentially, being just manhandled by this Russian interloper.
And for this match, the face of America.
Yeah.
Just, and that was the weird thing is people don't like Cena, but he's representing America, so it's like, so is everybody pro-Russia? Like, think about what you're chanting, people.
I think we have discovered if there is one way for people to agree with communism, it would be have John Cena represent democracy.
I hope we get a Rocky moment where everybody just starts to flip and everybody just gets up and starts clapping like Rocky IV. That'd be great.
Well, we need change, Rusev. You could change. We need Rusev to look at him and say if he dies... He does.
Yeah.
I must break you.
Rusev has gotten so much better on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy the fact that he's really becoming, you know.
Well, he's got no Lana.
Despite their word, heavy, we want Lana chance tonight.
Well, of course.
Huge, we want Lana chance.
No, after that Russian Des Moines attorney.
Oh, my God. That was so bad. I went back and watched it. That was awful.
Yeah. Where are you from? Just the commentators burying that poor man.
Rusev to same contract.
I know. It sounded like Yakov Smirnoff, didn't it? In my country.
He's probably like, yeah, watch these. Yeah,
well, you're in Iowa. What are you going to get?
I think he abandoned it halfway through, so he's just, yeah, no, I talk like this now.
What do you expect? I mean, but just the way he did it, you know, taking apart the announcer's table, throwing Cena face first, just lifting him up, tossing him, the accolade on the announcer's table, and just, man, whatever Rusev was screaming at him was just so incredibly vicious and evil.
I always thought Bulgarian was a romantic language. It's not what he said.
Maybe it was. It's like, this is what you get for leaving me alone at the altar. Like, maybe something like that.
You went to find time to leave me, Lucille!
There's a couple languages where it's hard to sound romantic. It's really hard. Can you imagine trying to be romantic in German?
It's hard.
Oof.
That's just dogs barking.
But they love each other.
Hund! Hund weg! That's
bitter, dog. Bitter, yeah. Please, it's bitter. For Christ's sake, there isn't a sweet word in that language.
It really isn't. Nein is an awful way to say no. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's not get on a German soapbox here. Just what a fantastic build-up. Maybe something will happen on SmackDown. I don't know. But, man, Rusev just destroying Cena. Very interested to see what happens with this U.S. title as you poured that beer out perfectly.
I'm very good at this.
Right here.
I have a lot of praise.
It's wonderful.
Look at you. Man, you're affording a fancy IPA or stout. Good for you, man.
There were some people tonight who gave me some money.
100% legitimate. 100% legitimate. So I said, homo? And then his kid gave him a dollar. Getting in line for the building. 100%
A kid recognized you.
A dad recognized him and made his kid give him a dollar. The kid was like,
you know you're over when people are giving you money good. While standing in line.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Just what I do.
That's my man.
Every bit helps. God bless.
That's
God
my bless. Man. Trying to get him back on his feet. Bray Wyatt sending one last message to The Undertaker here. Wow. The main take-home message here, Bray Wyatt is the new face of fear, and thunder and lightning in the ring. I don't know if people at home saw a lightning bolt. We didn't see it.
No, there was a loud like crash, and there was some type of explosion. I liked how he said, I control it all now. I control the darkness, and I control the light. Mm-hmm. He's the angel with the burned-off wings.
Like,
every single thing. The man has sold a match with words alone. And
yeah, only Paul Heyman can do that.
Yeah.
Or and by so himself.
Or so we thought.
Yeah. And well, by himself. I mean, we saw one package of The Undertaker just saying, like, yeah. Same thing as Sting yep. writing on the screen.
I'm gonna beat you. I'll see you there. Yeah.
I really thought we would see a message from Undertaker tonight. Now, maybe we'll see it on SmackDown. I don't know.
Maybe.
But Wyatt just really took control of it, going down on one knee at the end and obviously kind of borderline mocking The Undertaker and saying he's going to get the kiss of Sister Abigail. Whew.
And then he can rest in peace.
Yeah, and then
I think this was, just watching it, I think this was his best promo, I think. It was just, everything hit exactly where he wanted it to. Like, I like him just saying, you know, we're all guilty and we're all liars, just like The Undertaker, and just, you know... It was just great.
It's one of the most powerful things when somebody completely says something you don't agree with, but it's 100% true and you can't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
He's tearing people down with words. I mean, this is basically how you build a cult. You tell people the truth to their face and they can't handle it. This is how you build a cult.
See how many sheep masks there are in that flipping crowd?
See how many lights go up when Bray Wyatt hits the... I mean,
so many fireflies. It's always so pretty.
Cell phone batteries dying everywhere.
Yeah, mine's almost gone.
Now,
we had to do it twice. I mean, once tonight.
See?
It was great to see all of the micro promos just finally come to a head these past couple of weeks. But this one was just... God.
Bray was amazing, and you're right. He did. Now, a lot of people, you're going to have people complaining, oh, the build-up's just not there. Well, he did everything he possibly could.
And who doesn't want to see this match?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Win or lose, this is going to be creepy.
I wanted this like a long time ago. Like I said, what if Undertaker fights Bray Wyatt and Bray Wyatt steals his soul?
Wow.
Yeah.
And it lives in the lantern.
It lives in the lantern. Man, that'd be sweet. I kind of went a little off. Like he's able to control people with the lantern, and then he creates an army, and then
that's actually the story. That's actually the story of WWE Immortals. Like that's not even exaggerating. That's essentially what the story is.
Wow!
Before the video game came out, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea which way this match is going to go. I mean, we have not seen Undertaker in a full calendar year. Last time we did see him, obviously we know it didn't turn out very well. But man, Bray Wyatt, you talk about someone on the top of their game. I'm very, very excited to see which way this goes.
Would you guys be upset if Undertaker loses again at WrestleMania to Bray this year?
I don't think it's as important now. Mm. It's to I would have accepted the streak being broken by Bray. Like, that's a little bit more like these guys are the same ilk. It's the passing of a torch. Mm-hmm. And it's this guy who just has this presence that can't be explained versus this guy who's always had this presence that can't be explained. Yeah. So this match, either way, it's going to be fantastic. And I think Bray needs the victory a little bit more than Undertaker.
I agree. I think he does. Just to at least even, I don't know, just to make, after him losing to Cena last year, he kind of just stumbled and they didn't really have a direction for him after that. I think if he wins, beats Undertaker this year, I think he's unstoppable from then on.
And I'm with everyone else. I don't think it was necessary for Lesnar to beat Undertaker last year, but it did happen. Mm-hmm. This year, oh man, it's tough. You never want to see Undertaker lose.
No, he's been my favorite for as long as I can remember. But it's.
I almost feel like this is going to be a two-parter. I think this is going to go into next year. Bray Wyatt has the kind of character that can pull it off, and maybe it'll be something involving a soul. I really, because next year's in Texas. If that's going to be a place for Undertaker to go out, I really feel like this is going to be a two-parter with Bray Wyatt. Because let's be honest, this has a little bit more of a build-up than Undertaker versus Triple H 2 years in a row, or Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels 2 years in a row. Those are just two guys saying, I want to be better than you. At least Bray Wyatt, we have the occult, we have the paranormal coming into it. That's something that can continue for a year, I think.
I would see this, if there's something that could get a year build just so we can hear Bray Wyatt talk every single show, sure.
Yeah.
Sign me up, I'll be first in line.
There you go.
You need the magic.
Excited to find out.
It's the magic.
Next, talk about a great match. Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler. Dean Ambrose wins the Universe fan poll to be guest referee. I mean, you get these two in a match. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be main event quality. It'd be nice to see these two wrestle for a title someday, wouldn't it?
Maybe next pay-per-view.
Ooh,
hopefully.
Right?
I like how Ambrose was in it. I was really pushing for Stardust, because that would have been weird. Max Landis even tweeted it. Disappointed that Stardust wasn't referee. Would have loved to hear that three count. 1, 2, pi, infinity, star. Like, he just just goes everywhere. Like, he starts counting them out when they're, like, standing in the middle of the ring. Like, it would have been ridiculous, but Ambrose had a lot of fun in that ring.
Mm. He's Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Shut up.
And he's going to have fun like somebody completely unglued.
Yeah.
The Lunatic Fridge.
I thought it was an excellent match, though. Great. I thought we were maybe going to see this ad mania this year, a couple months ago. So it was great to see it actually on Raw. And, I mean, they delivered. I was surprised by the ending, how fast. I wasn't expecting Ziggler to get the win.
Second victory for Ziggler in a row over Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. That's a thunderous statement.
Yeah. I'd love to see if one of them wins this belt, they do like a best of seven series or something like that, because I think it'd be amazing to see them go back and forth with that. So. Yeah.
And Dean Ambrose, I mean, talk about knowing how to perform, knowing how to be on, knowing how to be in the moment, knowing how to improv. Come on.
There's something about him. You can't quantify it. His style is so simple, but you can't help but keep your eyes glued to him, even as a referee.
And all three of these guys.
Yep.
I mean, this ladder match. This is going to be a show stealer, man. Pooey. And then, of course, after the match, all hell breaks loose. Everyone runs down. You got Truth. You got Barrett, Stardust, and Harper.
There you go.
All seven guys. Beating each other up, the ladder falls, everyone's done, the IC title's still hanging from the rafter. Well, whatever you want to call it, ceiling.
It was fun, because I thought to myself, that's a great way to end the show. Mm-hmm. And then we saw Heyman knock on Lesnar's door. Oh, that's right, we still have that happening.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was great when it ended that segment, though, mm-hmm. because I was telling you guys, I was like, it just felt, we've never seen that happen before. They all just get laid out, and the title's still hanging above them. Normally, at least one person grabs the belt.
Nobody ends up on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of...
Very foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
And never,
foreshadowing.
It doesn't give away who's going to win, too.
I was like, going to say.
We're not like, oh, Daniel Bryan's at the top. Ah, you know, maybe he'll win, maybe he won't.
So. I'm not a betting man, but I know we have listeners that do gamble on wrestling. Mm-hmm. I would love to know what the odds of this are. I really... Which direction do you think they're going? I have no freaking clue.
I think if I remember correctly, the odds are already released, and Bryan, Ambrose, and Ziggler are the top three, and Truth is at the bottom. Then Harper, Stardust, Bad News Barrett, and then the top three.
See, I think R-Truth has a better chance than Harper.
Yeah. Honestly, I think each of them have an equal opportunity. They've shown that within the past couple of weeks. And Harper has been a dark horse. Everybody knows that he can deliver. Stardust for the story aspect, just so that, oh, if he's in an elevated position, maybe we'll see him and Goldie. And like everybody kind of has that fun opportunity.
I think there's a possibility for a lot of feuds to come out of this ladder match. Mm-hmm. Like, this could be the start of something for a few guys who don't get a real regular gig, so to speak.
I think it's going to be, man, there's going to be some crazy stuff that happens in that ladder match.
Do you think it'll open the show?
No. Okay. My prediction is Orton Rollins, which will make us forget about, well, not forget about that match, but don't forget, Rollins has the briefcase. I think there's going to be some kind of tease. So I think if you lead off with Orton Rollins, not only is it two of the best wrestlers in the world, a feud that's been really entertaining, but whatever happens, happens. Rollins can just disappear, and all of a sudden, maybe some weird stuff happens at the end.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
So
solid. We'll just have to wait and see.
How about you guys? What do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if it opened the show, just because it's going to be that, you know, draw everybody in. Everyone's going to be excited. You know, you start the music of Daniel Bryan to start WrestleMania. You get everyone excited.
The Battle Royal.
It could be.
Actually, no, that didn't open the show last time.
No, that
either.
Was like in the middle somewhere too.
Last year was Daniel Bryan and Triple H.
I can see Rollins and Orton opening just in general, whether there's briefcase chicanery or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the battle. I love a good battle royal. I love a rumble. Whatever. I'm excited to. That's going to be fun to watch.
And when they're all in the ring at the same time, that's even more just like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah. Did they run through? Is the card officially official? Or are they,
I think it is.
Okay.
I don't think that. I mean, now that we've kind of seen SmackDown, I mean,
unless something happens that isn't, something that isn't, you know, card's subject to change.
Yeah.
Unless
something happened at SmackDown that caused somebody to like tweak something.
Oh, that's not gonna. No, that's not.
That's gonna, not gonna stop that match.
No.
I will say this. I don't know why. Okay, Cena's on SmackDown, guys, by the way.
What?
I don't know why.
What?
After getting destroyed by Rusev, to me, keep him off TV.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
He got destroyed by Rusev. How are you just going to show up 4 days later? Like, yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. 3 days later, whatever.
Yeah.
To me, that negates everything Rusev did to him. Yeah. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
No, honestly, it's the reason people hate Super Cena, as they call him, because nothing matters. Mm-hmm. Everything rolls off him just like everything rolls off Superman, because nobody really likes Superman anyway.
Yep. It's like he breaks his leg, and then he comes up the next day. He's like, no, I can wrestle. And you're like, but you just broke your leg.
I don't believe it.
No, I'm okay. Like, no.
There's
like,
an element of kayfabe where it's like you have to sell it in order for it to be real.
Yeah.
So if you just stop selling it, then it's not real. Then we don't believe you. Then we don't like you.
Sandman Tommy Dreamer. Perfect example.
Yeah. Go ahead. Explain.
Oh, I figured that was something everybody knew. It was a, you know, Sandman fancies himself a Singapore cane. You too.
He fancies himself a lot of things.
Beer. He got fireballed in one eye and Singapore caned in the other. So he was blind. And he stayed off TV. He stayed in his house. His wife bought his groceries. He wasn't like, they're doing this thing when the Sandman's blind. No, he didn't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And then when he came back and was like, I'm not blind, everybody's like, holy crap. So, like, it's...
Which, granted, it was a little easier to do that 15 years ago.
Yes, it was. Well, actually, I would say it's even easier now that you can get groceries delivered via internet and we have the pocket of the world.
I'm saying, though, back 15 years ago, the internet wasn't exactly the internet like it is today.
Yes, monster. They were cassette tapes.
Yes, exactly. Right, moving on to the final segments. So Dolph Ziggler wins that match. Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman, and eventually Roman Reigns. Well, once again, Paul Heyman just does what Paul Heyman does, and that is deliver a perfect promo and setup for a match.
I thought he was going to cheat us out because he started it. He said, my name is Paul, and everybody followed along with him and blah, blah, blah. You've heard it. If there's anything that I haven't said that I have to say now that would get you interested, that was like, oh, okay, so it's a non-promo so that these two can fight.
And I would have been cool with that. The fact that he's like, blah, blah, dude, that was so, like, he just knows. He just knows. He's so good.
He knows what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
It's truly remarkable when a man speaking knows what the crowd is thinking and says it and then changes it on them, changes what they're even thinking. It's true brilliance. Mm-hmm. You can't possibly touch it. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I would have rewrote it a little differently if I would have had Roman Reigns come out first. And be like, okay, Brock Lesnar, I'm here. I'm going to fight you at WrestleMania. Like, get your butt out here now. And, you know, have this face down with, you know, face off with me.
Especially the way that the crowd was on him tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe
got him behind him a little more.
No, you know? They hit him on the mic, which is the problem.
Those boos were strong. That's all you had to say.
which is the oddest thing, because, again, I was at the live show yesterday, night and day from what tonight was. The crowd couldn't love him anymore.
When was this?
Last night, WWE Ontario. It was a live show, maybe 1,000, 1,500 people. But, like, there were, like, maybe a group of 20 people that were trying to boo him. But kids, dudes, women, like, everybody. The whole crowd flipping loved Reigns when he came out.
Wow.
It was him and Wyatt in the... like the mid-card main event. But tonight was just a sea of boos, and I was like, no, I've seen what they're trying to tell us. It's fine. Don't worry about it. You don't have anything to worry about or boo about. But
I've seen the future, everybody. Calm down.
With my third eye.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bizarre. That's the weirdest thing is we've had people tweeting us just like, man, I heard that the boos were so big. Like, why? It's like, yeah, unfortunately, everybody's not getting him. Why do you say unfortunately? He's not ready. The people behind us were chanting, he's not ready. It's like, who the hell are you to make that?
One's ever ready. You just got to put yourself in a position, and then you got to step up to the plate, and you got to do it. And his credit, since the Royal Rumble, I think Roman Reigns has been stepping it up.
Seriously?
Yeah, he really has. And now the way Raw ended, you know, there's the... the weird
tug of war
with the title.
My daddy bear.
Now kiss.
Yeah, I really thought there was going to be a brawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very tame way to end.
I mean,
actually, that was weird. If there was going to be a fight between two people, it should have been those two people.
Yeah. We've already seen Triple H and Sting fight a little bit. We've seen Orton and Rollins fight. We've seen Cena and Rusev fight. These two, we haven't seen them. They haven't touched each other.
Which means I think. It's got to be an incredible match. It's going to have to be.
It's going to be a balls out, drag out, just everything left on the table.
That's
the thing that I don't understand about the people who are talking about this not being booked. Just look at it. You got Brock Lesnar, former UFC champion, and you've got Roman Reigns, this up and coming baby face family, like wrestling lineage. These two big dudes that move around a lot differently than they should.
Yeah.
Just beating the hell out of each other, whether ready or not, whoever's the champion or not, this is going to be just gross. It's just going to be like fist flying.
Yeah, it's going to have to be, and that's the way it should be. That's what they're building it up for, and that's if you're not going to have Daniel Bryan in the main event at WrestleMania, if you're not going to have, you already had John Cena and Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, this has to be a completely insane match. And I know people are upset about the build and like, oh, it's a weird segment, the tug of war, and then they just walk away from each other. It's like, look, the match is happening anyway. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Just give it a chance.
The fact that he got the belt away from him at all, it was like, it's happening. And
I was waiting for like an F5 or something. Just him to just go at, like, they did this last year with The Undertaker. They had Brock Lesnar kind of not really be as forceful with The Undertaker, and The Undertaker kind of got the upper hand on him. And I feel like they're kind of doing that again this year, and like he sits in those promos and goes, you know, I'm going to destroy him, and then we get face to face, and you're like, but you're not doing what you said you do.
Exactly. That's what makes him such a weasel and a jerk that people are supposed to hate him, but they don't.
He's not the weasel. He's not the jerk.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman is the weasel and the jerk.
He's the
muscle machine, animal, man, giant, toad, whatever he is. He's supposed to be this thing, and why would he back away from Roman Reigns if he's this terrible, awful force that he believes that he is because someone else told him?
Yeah.
Some snake oil salesman with a tongue of silver.
Yeah, it's weird. It's just a weird, it's a weird build that way of, but I also, you also have it from Lesnar's point of view of, this is free TV. I'm not going to fight on free TV. I'm going to get paid to fight somebody.
Then we should have said it out loud where there are microphones.
Raw did end kind of abruptly. From what I understand, I don't know when it went off the air, but I think it went off as they both have their hands on the title.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of how it ended.
Because, we got asked, like, were they pulled apart? Did it kind of just end and they walked away slowly? It's like, it was kind of awkward, actually. Like,
they dropped the belt.
Especially Lesnar dropped the belt, and it was like, no,
why? And then you can hear what Heyman kind of said something to him. But I don't know if he was just like, get out of the ring. Like, it was,
probably something
bizarre. And Reigns, like, was in there and he posed, but sea of boos, and you could see on his face was just like, I'm not having fun. But you got to be ready for that. Cena was great on SmackDown, and I want to talk about it because I don't think anybody will actually see it on TV. But when he came out, the crowd just lit up with John Cena. It sucks. And then when Reigns came out and was being booed, Cena was like, am I coming out again? And it said, wait, oh, that's not my music. Never mind. He was he was trying to like make everybody like, it's funny.
Look, Cena is who he is. He doesn't apologize. He's used to the boos, and I'll give him all the credit in the world. It doesn't affect him. Doesn't change what he does.
No.
With that said, it maybe was a weird way to end Raw, but bottom line is the championship match was happening anyway. There was a decent build-up prior to, thanks to Paul Heyman, and Paul Heyman was amazing at the end of Raw. Mm-hmm. Overall, is this WrestleMania 30? No, of course not. But WrestleMania 30 was supposed to be one of the greatest of all time, and it did become one of the greatest of all time. This is WrestleMania 31. It is what it is. Let's all go down the aisle. What are we most excited about this Sunday?
Oh, it's got to be The Undertaker.
Okay.
I mean, The Undertaker at WrestleMania is like nothing ever. I mean, I can't wait to see that in person.
I've seen an Undertaker at WrestleMania, it's something different. Everybody can call the physical matches, you know, like, well, Daniel Bryan's a better worker, you know, John Bryan's a better worker than this guy, this, you know, anything. But when it comes down to that old school, spiritual, otherworldly thing that we all know is like, this is kind of fake, but then you're like, but what if it's not? Like, it's that extra little bit that this match has that is going to make it unforgettable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm excited for the ladder match. I think it's going to be a show stealer. And, I mean, it'll be cool to see Sting wrestle.
Is it really? Is it a show stealer though? If we're all saying it's going to be a show stealer, I've had this conversation before. Doesn't that just make it match of the night?
Good point. I guess it would be, but they're not. They're building it up to be this good thing, but we don't know. I mean, hey, you never know. Reigns and Lesnar may destroy the place. We don't know what they really have in store.
I want to see the set literally destroyed. Like the ring just fall, everything just bedlam.
Like when bleeding from their ears.
I'm excited to go to the 19-hour Hall of Fame. There's a lot of people getting inducted.
Oh, my God. Hopefully they give everybody their time and we don't get a Mr. T. I'm sorry.
Is there an open bar
Mr. T.
for us and for them?
I hope Mr. T gets to continue his Hall of Fame speech this year. Mother's Day. Father's Day.
January 1st. January 2nd.
Love your mother. 3rd. And treat her right. I mean, the IC title match, that's going to be amazing. Wow. You guys pretty much said everything. I mean, Triple H and Sting's going to be phenomenal. The ladder match, of course. Cena Rusev, I'm excited for.
Yes.
The Divas match. I mean, there's every match on the card. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I'm invested.
Sure. Divas match could steal the show. There's potential, after what we saw tonight, to be that thing that we cannot quantify looking at it from here, but once it is finished,
yeah,
it ends up being something great, something that can live through time as being very noteworthy.
And is it a guarantee that, Lesnar and Reigns will close out the show?
It's got to be. The Royal Rumble guarantees a main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Well, what else would take that
spot? One or two times they didn't do that.
Well, yeah, well, that was when they had two championships, but now that it's the one thing and it's Lesnar, it's probably going to be the thing. And most of the time, people coming up to WrestleMania are like, well, this is the worst booked WrestleMania since whatever. Right, and then once the event happens, they're like, that was amazing.
People always complain. And let's not forget the pre-show match, Fatal 4-Way Tag Titles.
That's going to be great, too. Mm-hmm.
They're all going to bring it. Everyone's going to step it up a notch, and it's going to be a really, really good show.
It's going to be fantastic.
Bottom line is, it's freaking $9.99. I mean, for God's sake.
$9.99.
Even if you bought 6 months of the network, it would still be worth it just for WrestleMania.
Always is.
So people can complain all they want. It's
how much
not.
Is you're the pay-per-view watch this so. Year? Not in HD. How much is the pay-per-view for WrestleMania?
Like $60.
$70 freaking dollars. Yeah. $9.99 for WrestleMania.
Buy the just network. Buy you watch every kids. WrestleMania up until. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people like marathoning them.
I wish I had time.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Lord of the Rings is nuts. That's really crazy.
Well said. So yeah, we're excited for Raw. Thank you so much for watching, listening. Let's all put ourselves over. Hobo, go.
I am at your hobo. ProWrestlingTees.com/hobo. I can see the words.
Soapbox Star TV?
Yeah, Soapbox Star TV.
The gimmick?
I'm having trouble.
Okay, so that's the hobo. You can find me on Twitter at Soapbox Mark. You can find the two that will not. Okay. We do a podcast, my friend and I, my friend Brandon, at The Gimmick Pod. And we just put up gimmick shirts on our soapboxcartv.spreadshirt.com. We put up an episode yesterday. I put up an episode yesterday. I got too emotional. Anyway, thank you for having us on Raw. Oh, also, NXT is going to be Wednesday night instead of Thursday night tonight. Just a little bit of housekeeping.
Tom the Calm.
You can find me on Twitter at Tom the Calm. And I'll be at WrestleMania this weekend with everybody else. So
that's
be
right.
Awesome time.
We're all going to be up there. Oh, we're doing that live podcast.
Oh, Friday. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All that. Stay there. Because we'll be there.
Friday night, 8 p.m. at Cafe Frascati. Go to cafefrascati.com. Cafe. FRASCATI.com. It's right very close to all the
like
stuff that's going on.
From,
there's wine, I guess.
Yeah, it's free
two
to get in. There's probably wine. There's all types of stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. Other than that, yeah, well, I'll be at WrestleMania at Jay Quasto, JLOComedy.com. If you're in Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona, April 2nd to April 5th, I'm going to be there. It's going to be tons of fun. Happy WrestleMania, everybody. Enjoy yourselves. We hope to see you, and we'll talk to you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.